Just last week, there was work on construction of an industrial park in Germany. And when the construction workers started to prepare the land, they found 36 unexploded bombs from World War II still functional. The area that they were building had suffered very much from the air raids in World War II because there was an aircraft factory there. And because of the number of bombing raids that had once suffered and the number of bombs found around there, the article said, "Bomb disposal experts continue to frequent the area today." Today, in our Old Testament reading, we have something from Daniel. We have his vision where he speaks about danger beneath the surface, danger that must be removed because it threatens the people. He speaks in his vision about beasts arising out of the earth. In Scripture, when we hear about disquiet under the surface, we're usually speaking of chaos, as we did in Genesis before the creation. Chaos, danger waiting, undetected, all around us, like the explosives still functional under the soil in Europe. When the deep is churned up, other monsters are found to lurk within. But then the reading says, "But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess it forever." So Daniel's vision is frightening, but it has that good ending that the saints, empowered by God, will prevail. This is why we have this particular reading from Daniel on All Saints Sunday. It lets us know that the saints, not just the famous ones, certainly not just the ones in New Orleans, are protected by God from demons, internal and external. Yes, as in that German town, danger waits just below the surface. And yet, we are reminded that we're surrounded by people who, empowered by God, can render those explosives harmless. There is a prayer called Litany of the Saints, and it does talk about the famous ones, the ones that we see as perfectly obedient, perfectly faithful. It speaks of Luke the physician, Francis who kissed the leper, Florence Nightingale, Albert Schweitzer, all who brought to the sick and suffering the hands of healing, Augustine, God's city planner, Thomas Aquinas and John Calvin, architects of the divine, Karl Barth, knower of the unknowable, all who saw God at work and wrote down what they saw. I don't know about you, but I really don't feel qualified to say that I'm God's planner or architect, certainly not knower of the unknowable. But each of us here wears another title, or many other titles. Holder of hands, teacher of children, multiplier of joy, sharer of grief, baggage handler, purveyor of meals, tender of gardens and souls, listener, healer of memories. We are not perfect, but consider the people that Jesus associates with in the gospel stories. Outcasts, lepers, tax collectors, foreigners, the Syrophoenician woman, Paul, who was a killer of Christians, Peter, the denier, and all the others. We fit right in. When we choose to love, we become the saints, and we show that we are children of God. 1 John says that what we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. When we are like him, we will not condemn or criticize ourselves or anyone else for our failures or imperfections. We will remember all the people who helped us in God's name, and we will work to be those same kinds of people for others. Sainthood is available to all of us. Despite our weakness, our indifference, our transgression, our disobedience, God's work takes place not only in the perfect ones or in the big guns of Christian history, but in those who are deeply flawed and only inconsistently faithful. We need not be perfect to carry the gospel to the world. In a way, human imperfection is the best possible image to remind us of God's perfect love. Other people have hope, seeing that we, in our imperfection, believe in a merciful and loving God. And in God's name, we practice that mercy and love with one another. I may not be one of those heroes like Augustine or Calvin or Paul or Albert Schweitzer, but we ordinary folks should also be found in the litany of saints. Like the ones we remember in our church history, today we will remember our own litany of the departed. Like the people seated here, like those people who have gone before us, we are all the saints of God. We are not experts, but we are the ones sent by God to take away the bombs and all other hidden dangers that await us in human life. The power of God is channeled through human beings. And in Daniel's vision and metaphor, that power of God tames the fearsome beasts. Each of us is part of the power. We support each other. We teach each other. We celebrate together. We feed one another and nurture one another. We're not, at least as far as I know, we are not found in the books of the church remembering the saints. But here we are, and we live in a place, in the human experience, where there are explosives waiting to harm us all the time. Diagnoses, disappointments, losses, betrayal, accidents, the past, fears, worries about health and money and relationships. But here's the good news. Those bombs don't have to be exploded to render them powerless. They can be defused with the help of the saints. How do the saints help us safely and permanently dispose of those destructive forces left from an almost forgotten war? They do it, we do it, through forgiveness and prayer, through listening, counsel, encouragement, contact. We care for one another, even those with whom we disagree and those whom we have never met. We pray for our enemies. We forgive instead of resenting or retaliating. We give generously. We rely on compassion, support and encouragement, and other ways of telling the good news of Christ. To some, it may sound like bad news to anyone who wants to cling to resentment and enmity and competition. If we buy the current social narrative of tribalism, we will want instead to fight for us against them. There are unexploded bombs all around us. Bad news, health concerns, relationship challenges, losses of every kind, painful pasts, frightening futures. They are all around us. But so, thanks be to God, are the saints, listening and comforting and healing and feeding. With the power of God, they will defuse and remove those hidden explosives dangerous to us all. With them, we can then safely begin to build God's kingdom right here on this earth where the bombs once threatened. Finally, the explosives will no longer rule, for they will be disarmed by the saints of God. Amen.